Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spent the day in Uvalde, Texas, showing support for the community and the victims' families after last week's mass shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
Upon landing, the Bidens were greeted by San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg, then immediately boarded Marine One for the short flight to Uvalde, about 75 miles to the west. There, they were met by Texas Governor Greg Abbott and others, then traveled to Robb Elementary School, where they left white roses at a memorial set up there. While at the school, bystanders called out emotional pleas to the president. The president and First Lady attended Mass at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, then spent the remainder of the afternoon at the local county arena, meeting with family members of the victims and first responders. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
The Colombian presidential election is heading to a runoff. Gustavo Petro, a left-wing guerrilla-turned-politician, finished first, but he failed to get enough votes to avoid next month's vote against a populist businessman. John Otis has more.
Gustavo Petro, who is trying to become Colombia's first-ever left-wing president, beat the five other candidates with 40% of the vote. That was well short of the 50% he needed to avoid a runoff. So, Petro will face Rodolfo Hernandez in a second round of voting on June 19th. Hernandez is a 77-year-old millionaire real estate mogul and a former mayor who garnered 28%. He conducted almost his entire campaign over social media, but he won over voters with his pledges to wipe out corruption. To those who voted for me, I will not fail you, Hernandez said after the results were in. In a head-to-head contest between Hernandez and Petro, the latest polls predict a tight race. John Otis, NPR News, Bogota.
In the Atlantic, federal forecasters are warning of a busy hurricane season to come. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the season begins on Wednesday.
NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, predicts another year of record-shattering tropical activity for the Atlantic and Gulf Coast. NOAA Administrator Rick Spinrad.
Which would make this year the seventh consecutive above-normal season.
NOAA meteorologists forecast there will be 14 to 21 named storms this year, with as many as six of those becoming destructive major hurricanes. They point to conditions including La Niña and climate-warmed ocean temperatures that fuel hurricane development. The Atlantic hurricane season runs through the end of November. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Wall Street is closed on Monday in honor of Memorial Day. You're listening to NPR News. The death toll from Saturday's crash on a river in Georgia is now five after searchers found the bodies of three boaters that went missing after two motorboats collided. Officials say two bodies were found yesterday after the collision on the Wilmington River near Savannah. At least four people were taken to the hospital after the crash. The cause is under investigation. The top prize at the Cannes Film Festival went to Ruben Östlund's social satire, Triangle of Sadness. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the biting satirical comedy takes aim at the shallowness and the entitlement of the obscenely rich.
It was the Swedish filmmaker Ruben Östlund's second time winning Cannes' prestigious top prize, the Palme d'Or. Korean star Song Kang-ho got Best Actor for his performance in Broker, about a Korean family seeking a home for an abandoned baby. It was the first full-scale edition of Cannes since the pandemic canceled 2020, and last year saw a scaled-back festival. The war raging in Ukraine loomed large, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressing the opening night ceremony in a surprise video appearance. Films by and about Ukrainians featured prominently. Zelensky called on the world of cinema to rekindle the spirit of Charlie Chaplin and take on the world's great dictators. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, up 1.5%. The Asia Dow is up 1%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.